A little fortunate to get out of this one, to get it to overtime and pick up the extra point?
I don't know. Why do you ask that question?
Because they get a breakaway with 6 seconds left.
Yeah, but I think we gave them a gift on the third one, didn't we?
Yeah.
So maybe that evened itself out. The game actually turned into slow motion, for me anyway, in the last 5 seconds. But that was two teams trying to win a hockey game, and there was a lot of chances both ways. I'm sure Paul, as well as myself, will try and figure out how we're going to tighten things up a little bit defensively. But I think that game turned out pretty much the exact way it should have turned out. Should have gone to overtime, and somebody's going to get the extra one.
How much did Vladdy and Seti and Eric really set the tone for you?
I thought they were outstanding. The big thing they did is, and I forget what goal it was, but they answered within seconds. And, we talk about the biggest shift of games are the ones after goals, either for or against, and we had one scored against us, and they came right back and got answered for us, and I thought that was the biggest goal of the game.
Speaking of answering, Bishop gave him kind of that gift in the third goal, and then overtime, though, breakaway, he stopped there. How much?
Well, he stopped the breakaway where he, whatever, the post is part of the goaltender. It's his buddy. And but to give up two like we did, you need your goalie back there. And so ultimately, did the goaltender get you 2 points tonight? He did. And it was a big talk on the bench tonight. Of course Bish wants that one back, the third one. But everybody, Bish has bailed us out so many times. It's about time we bail him out, and that's what we did.
Keeping the leads kind of worrisome a little bit. Two games like that, you have three leads.
Well, I guess if we're going to keep picking apart the game, yeah, we can sit here and say, was it the perfect game? No. But we came here to get 2 points, and we did. And if you can do that and then just keep finding ways to get better, it's game eight of the season. And we did some good things, but there's some things we got to tighten up on. And, let's give the guys credit. At least they get the lead. And it's much better instead of chasing the game. And we kept getting the lead. And unfortunately, we gave it up. But we gave ourselves to get one and eventually 2 points, and that's what we want.
How hard is it in overtime to not have a situation where you're going back and forth and trading chances? I know it worked out tonight, but how hard is that with so much space on the ice?
I couldn't see exactly what happened by their bench, how we ended up getting the 3-on-1. But something must have happened. If somebody fell, and that's all it takes. It just takes one little event, and we go down, and we get a chance. We don't score. We give up the breakaway. All of a sudden, everybody's scrambling around, and I think reason and responsibility almost goes out the window at that point. And then it turns into once one happens, there's probably four more they're going to follow, and that's what happened tonight. And fortunately for us, we got the winner.